years, who's our real threat in the world? If we're going to go there, right? It's China. You know, China's not expelling their weapons. They're watching very closely as we use our stealth bombers, as we use our different weaponry. Our directed energy weapons are coming out of secrecy in this time. And in a lot of ways, the Chinese are just learning how to counter the weapons they may have to fight 10 years from now.
Yeah. We're getting the rope-a-dope. We're getting expelled. We're exhausting our resources on all levels. And China and Russia is perfectly sitting back, watching us do it and loving it. Yeah, this is plain.
And Larry Fink looks happy because he wants a world economy that's collapsing.
Yeah. Well, they buy up distressed assets. You know, the entire United States is about to become a distressed asset for BlackRock.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think the whole trick, the people that have really been played here are the globalists that are not at the very, very top. They've been ushering this AI automated fourth industrial revolution thing.
Look at the layoffs at Oracle and Apple and everywhere. It's,
right. Yeah, and once they don't need an Elon Musk or a Bill Gates or a CEO to Silicon Valley, once they're only a threat and they're no longer an asset because their job's been automated, they're going to be the first ones to go. And I think they know that. They just can't do anything about it.
Well, you have to wonder, maybe that's part of the globalist agenda in this, is to make President Trump look as stupid as humanly possible. I mean, he's listening to bad advice. He's making terrible decisions. But this is an argument that humans shouldn't be the ones making the decision at the government level, whether it be to go to war.
That's why they had Kamala, now Trump, Biden, exactly. They're selling us on the idea, a self-driving car is already 15 times better than a human. Let it do it.
Right, exactly. Any self-driving government might be better than a maniac with a Truth Social account. Right, that's the idea. But it doesn't have to be this way.
But who programs the machines?
Well, of course, other humans do. That's the part they don't talk about. Oracle is still being run by a human
being. They wouldn't let us see it on such a mass level for the first time, the whole population of how it's really being ran, unless they thought they already had it ushered in and they already had control of everybody.
But that's kind of a... They always think that, though, but that's kind of a doomsday. I'm not saying you're wrong. They think they're going to win, but a lot of times things don't go the way they want.
Right, and if you get that internal biosystem out of people and the poisons, they don't have their linchpins and their keystones to make this work anymore.
Well, even with all these terrible things happening in the world, Alex, I think, again, what the Lord has done at the same time as great evil is rising, there are also great things happening in the world. And one thing that just came out of the blue for us, especially this year, we thought this year was going to be another year of just war and doom and gloom. For my company, we actually had the opportunity to work on a very exciting project to try to find Noah's Ark. And so Noah's Ark scans, if you want to see the updates on this, we believe...
Give us the website, we'll pull it up. What is it again?
NoahsArkScans.com.
So I saw this all over the news. I didn't know this was you, too.
Yeah, we're getting to produce behind the scenes with Andrew Jones, who's the archaeologist.
So NoahsArkScans.com.
Yes, that's right. NoahsArkScans.com.
Yeah, I've seen this on national television in Mount Ararat, just where the Bible says it is. And I see the pictures. It looks like a big ark.
Yeah, it's the same.
So what's been discovered there?
So the Drupinar site, which was first discovered actually from a NATO pilot with the same last name, Captain Drupinar, he saw the site from aerial, took note of it, and since now this has been actually scanned with LIDAR, this has been scanned with ground penetrating radar, and it is the exact length that the Bible describes.
The exact cubits.
The exact cubits, 300 cubits. And in addition to this, soil samples have come back with what you would find with decayed wood and some animal leftovers like hair. And what we're going to be doing this year, while the world burns, hopefully not, but while the world burns, we're going to go on an adventure out to Turkey. And we're going to work with the Turkish universities out there to actually send a drone down into the corridors. There's about a 100-foot corridor that's been shown from ground penetrating radar. That's Andrew Jones, the archaeologist on site, the man behind the project. And what we're going to try to do, Alex, is we're going to try to show, this is the origin. All right, Noah's Ark. I care so much about the Bible and about Bible history because ultimately, all this that man is trying to create is just a fabrication. It's an alternative.
Counterfeit.
You know, it's a counterfeit. What's true is that the Lord created us and that He gave us a promise.
By the way, you know they've now dug up all the Middle East. Where they say Elijah did this, where they say Moses did that, where they say, separate from the Bible, where this Roman historian, where this Greek one said this, they've dug up where Plato said Troy was. It was buried under earthquakes. Yep. It's all exact. It's like it just keeps happening. It's crazy.
Yep. Well, it's exciting, isn't it? In this sense.
So how did they, because I've heard for a long time they found this on Mount Ararat, just like the Bible says. And so, again, for people that like an old amphitheater, after a few hundred years, has grass growing, or you look at the Chichen Itza pyramids, if they were just green hills, they tore them down. How do they find this?
So originally, again, it was from a flight in the 50s that went over this terrain, and it had this, well, appeared to be a boat kind of structure that was stuck into the mountain ground. This is near Mount Ararat, which is described in the Bible as the last resting place of Noah's Ark. And also, if you actually look back in history, there were discussions from several historians that talk about going, this is Kira, she's one of the correspondents, and that's Andrew Jones, the archaeologist. The historians have spoken about visiting the site. Going there as a pilgrimage, you know, not going to Jerusalem, not going to Mecca, but going to this site in Mount Ararat in Turkey and looking at maybe taking pieces of it and taking it as a souvenir. The modern day is that they saw this from an aerial flight and then excavated the site. Ground penetrating radar done as recently as 2017, 2019 have shown there is something underneath the soil. But up until today, the Turkish government hasn't given a permit to anybody to go in. But Andrew Jones, he is about to be the first person in history to have the right to excavate the site. So this is exciting. I care about this, and I don't care about the ill-fated prophecies of the globalist elite, because ultimately, I care about where I came from, which is from my father in heaven.
Get behind me, Satan.
Amen. Amen.
We're moving forward, trailblazing. Well, let's look at more shots of it, because it does, from the scan, I mean, it looks like a big boat.
Oh, yes. It's this would be
and 300 cubits, just like the Bible says.
300 cubits. And even as you're walking up to it, I'm looking forward to this. Andrew's there, exactly on site. Andrew Jones lives out there. Half.
You can even see if there was a boat there, all the sediment builds up around it.
Yes, exactly. And there's also leftovers from the years of the tribes that lived in this area. And they would actually draw in stone what appeared to be, again, the story of the Ark. And these are not Christian, you know, people that live in this region. These are you know, basically herdsmen. But they are drawing on
what are they, Kurds or what?
It's a mix of Kurds,
Druze,
and there's Muslim tribes in the area too. And of course, it's in Turkey. And this is along this region. It was essentially the Armenian genocide. You've heard a lot about the killing of the Armenians and pushing out of this territory down into Syria. But this region again was a lot of goat herders, a lot of farmers. It was agricultural land. But again, this is what Andrew Jones believes is the final resting place of Noah's Ark. So we're going out there this summer. Of course, we hope to report from there, and we'll send a report over to InfoWars. Of course, Andrew, I think, would love to come onto your program if you'd like to speak with him.
I'd love to have him. Well, almost everything they say in the Bible has been dug up now.
Oh, yeah, everything. And maybe we should be putting resources toward that instead of trying
to... Remember, they always said, the Bible was written 1,000 years ago, and then they found every book. Like right back to the time they say.
Well, and it's a beautiful thing about God's word. It doesn't change. And what it does do is it changes us.
So the Dead Sea Scrolls, though, like, here it is in the cave. It's like, it's all right there.
Well, it's funny, the Dead Sea Scrolls, Representative Anna Paulina, we were talking about UFOs earlier, aliens or demons. She actually quoted from something that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, this star-style, angel. That again, I think it's called Ezekiel's ladder, these other things. This kind of mindset is the mindset we have to have. Whether it be we're talking about aliens, whether we're talking about President Trump, whether we're talking about the war, everything has to be looked through by a biblical lens. And again, I think the reason for this too is it stops us from becoming super depressed. Okay, if we're only focused on the doom and gloom in the world and the things that the devil's doing, then we're going to completely miss what the Lord is doing in the world.
Well said, Edward Zoll. Get Masterpiece.com with Matt Hazen. Incredible zeolite with the minerals as well. With Edward Zoll, he just died suddenly, real Edward Zoll. Matt Hazen, we got about 2 minutes left. Closing comments.
Yeah, I would say that in our nature and in our great science of real nature science, the power of truth and love are very dominating forces. So if we can all dig in and be as honest and understand that love's going to get us a lot farther and be in action mode, treat yourselves properly. You're in a world that is toxic. You need to get those out so that you feel better and get back to your best version, okay? That is a very big deal for all of us. I know I push hard because I'm the steward of this, but I've seen what this has done. For kids that were autistic and nonverbal. I've seen this, what this has done for people that have lost their mind, and I have seen how it's performed in these studies, and this was purposely put at about $1 a day so that this could be taken by every single person alive, because I do believe that if we're at our best, they don't stand a chance.
You're talking about Masterpiece, zeolites. Get Masterpiece.
Yes. Get Masterpiece.com. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely zeolites are great detoxifying. This is the best one I've taken, and I hope people get it at GetMasterpiece.com. Now, I'm going to do live tomorrow myself, but I think I'm going to go 2 hours, then we're going to air what we're about to tape, because there's more to cover. I want to get into big picture on MKUltra, big picture on the UFOs, the mind control, the nanotech, how we counter that in other ways, societally, how we politically fight back, and all the news coming out about they want to, you know, push more forced inoculations, the rest of it. So we're going to tape for tomorrow. I'm going to go live at noon tomorrow for a couple hours, and then we'll air this interview we're about to tape. But Harrison Smith is about to take over. The War Room does a great job. Remember, the bad guys want the show off the air so bad. So please go to Real Alex Jones on X, go to Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, and share this live feed. Tell folks about local stations. Listen to and you watch, because that's how we reach more people. That's how we complete the chain reaction. And tell those you share the link to share it, and tell them to share it. That is the chain reaction. That is the key. It's you. You hold all the answers. We can fight all day and have the answers, but if other people don't carry it forward, it does nothing. Thank you so much.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down,